We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's going on, Orlando Magic fans? Welcome to the Six-Man Show post-game live presented by Rock'em. Let's go! Friday coming up, a huge game for the Magic. They fought all season long, and here we go. Friday is what we dreamed of. Friday, win and you're in. Huge game in Philadelphia on Friday. It's going to be awesome. Oh, gosh, guys. Oh, man. We're making this so stressful. Welcome to the show. Magic lose 117-99 in Milwaukee. And now it gets really, really dicey. Oh, gosh. Okay. Magic get blown out by the Bucks. All right. We'll talk about this game, I guess. If we have to. Friday's game is just gigantic now. It's true. If you win Friday, you're in, which is cool. Like, that's fun. Like, if you go back to October, this is a scenario that we all want. We would have dreamt of this. Like, that game Friday in Philadelphia, you win this and you're in. But in our mind, it was, you know, maybe not because we choked the last week of the season. Win Friday and you're in. If you lose Friday... If you lose Friday, you no longer control your own destiny to get in the playoffs, which is wild. Wild. That means if you lose Friday, you have to win on Sunday and hope someone else loses. Well, two teams lose, actually, but we'll talk about that later. Welcome to the Six-Man Show post-game live. I'm producer Kevin. Thank you guys for hanging out with us after that. Really, really rough game in Milwaukee. A game that most people expected to be a loss. I mean, that's what we call a schedule loss. I mean, back in August when the schedule comes out, you have to go from Houston to Milwaukee on a back-to-back. I know they're without Giannis, but come on, look at the rest of that roster. That team is so good. Magic did not have it tonight. But yeah, this show is brought to you by Rock'em. Rock'em does have it. They got all kinds of cool stuff. Socks and underwear, some of your favorite teams. They're a Central Florida company located in Orlando, just down the road from Kia Center. And they're big sponsors of the show and also the Orlando Magic. A lot of big Magic fans on their staff over there. So we're big fans of Rock'em. They're big fans of us. So we always encourage people to check out Rock'em.com and use that code MAGIC20. It'll get you 20% off your order at Rock'em.com. You can get all kinds of socks and underwear, not just for sports teams, but for non-sports things as well. But obviously, got big, big Magic postseason games coming up. Or maybe one game. Or two games, I guess it is. We'll see. Yeah, I was hoping, you know, sometimes I talk about gearing up for the playoffs with Rock'em. We might be gearing up for the play-in. I don't know. It hurts to say that out loud, but it's true. It's true. Big shout out to Rock'em for sponsoring the show. Please use that code MAGIC20. Okay, let's take a look at what we got here. Wow, we got some spicy super chats. Luke B says, happy birthday. Sorry it ended with an L like this. We'll get it together. And remember, regardless of playoffs or play-in, we're a young team that's ahead of schedule. Nobody expected 46 wins this year. First off, thank you so much for that generous super chat. Thank you for the birthday wishes. It is my birthday, and I'm now at the age where I don't really celebrate birthdays. I just acknowledge them and move on because I'm just getting old, you know? Just getting old. Thank you for that super chat, Luke. Yeah. Super ahead of schedule. This is just kind of comes with the territory, you know? This is a young team, and they're not playing 100%. A lot of guys hurt. Obviously, no Franz tonight is huge. Franz played really well against the Bucks this season. Jonathan Isaac is, there's no way he's at 100%. You watch him play right now. I think Jalen Suggs is obviously banged up. I think Paolo is not at 100%. It's just, it's how it is at the end of the season. Everybody is this way, but we've always talked about this. The margin for error for this team is so small that our guys have to be at their best all the time. And when they're not, especially against an elite team like the Bucks, which, yeah, they've been stumbling of late, but on paper, that is still an elite basketball team, even without Giannis. And they showed it tonight. Ty, Mr. TV, says, we let Bobby Bug-Eyed Portis torch us. This is how we play with games on the line. Makes me a little nervous for the playoffs. I get it, young team, but our standard has to go up. Accountability, please. Yes and no. Bobby Portis, by the way, I mean, sure, he had a lot of easy looks, but he also had a lot of really difficult looks with Jonathan Isaac on him, and he was still knocking him down. Bobby Portis could not miss today. It's just one of those weird things. As far as the standard and accountability, I thought the effort was better tonight. I think, obviously, towards halfway through the third quarter, they knew this game was over. That's different. But I thought the first two quarters, it was better than last night, honestly. Still wasn't good enough. And it got worse as it went on. I think there's no doubt about that. But, yeah. And then Isaac with a super chat says, give Jet the Houston minutes, please. Oh, Caleb. Yeah, rough night for Caleb. It feels like Caleb's window might be closing, which sucks because earlier in the season, he had a couple games where I was like, man, I think he's got a future in this team. And I think he does. I don't think he's going to be dealt or anything like that. But yeah, that was tough. I think the selection of the starters was not ideal, which I'll talk about that later. I did not like that starting lineup. Did not like it at all. I didn't like it when it was announced, and then they proved me right. And then Kaiser Sosa with a super chat says, silver lining, worst possible case is we get two play-in games and one more lottery pick to add to the young core before seasons of playoff success. Not quite. We're not quite there yet. We have not clinched the 7 seed. If we would have won tonight, we would have clinched the 7 seed. I'm misunderstanding. It would still be two home games. You're right. Yes. Even the 8 seed gets... Wait, no, the 8 seed doesn't get the first home game. No, I was right the first time. The 7 seed would get two home games. The 8 seed would only get one home game if they won Well, no, they wouldn't get any home games. I was right the first time. We haven't gotten there yet. We have not clinched the 7 seed, okay? Miami can still pass us, which is crazy to think about, okay? Because they own the tiebreaker. So Miami can still pass us. If we would have won tonight, we would have clinched the 7 seed and the division. We didn't win tonight. Miami did lose, but we didn't win. And so, yeah, the 8 seed is still on the table. Which is wild. Very wild. Hard to believe. Thank you guys for the super chats. Oh, man. Let's see. I'll go to the chat here tonight. Let's look at the chat. I'm not going to go through all these tonight, guys. I can't. I just mentally, I'm shook. Oh, we did just get another super chat here. Gabe Gaines says, we need a roster shakeup next season. Bring in D'Lo and Clay. Guys, I don't want to say promise you this. I can tell you with about 98.9% certainty that there is a sizable change in the roster over the offseason. We've said, even the offseason, this past offseason, we said this is a prove it year for a lot of guys. And there are a lot of guys that have proven it. In one side or the other of that spectrum, they have proven it. Not necessarily in a good way. I don't know about D'Lo and Clay. Personally, I'm staying so far away from Clay Thompson. Costs way too much. He's way too old. But as far as who we might bring in, I don't know. But I think there will be a major roster shakeup. I think potentially. I don't say major. I think they'll keep some guys because they really love continuity. But yeah. All right, guys. Let's look at the chat. Ty, Mr. TV, just a bunch of face palms. Yeah, it's tough. Ascension says this is tough to watch. Very, very tough game to watch. Rom, yeah, refs cooking early, calling Suggs for 2 3-point fouls and then not calling him on the next two. Yeah, especially the one in the corner was absolutely egregious. How did they miss that? How did they miss that? Someone to argue that, you know, Jalen's follow through, he pushed it forward to try and initiate contact. Okay, how many guys do that in the league and get the calls, including tonight? Weird. Weird. I'm Jovi says, saw us on Twitter. There's really only two scenarios for the Magic to make the playoffs. One, Orlando beats Philly on Friday, which you talked about. Yes. Two, Orlando beats Milwaukee on Sunday and the Pacers lose to the Cavs or the Hawks. I don't know if that's right. I feel like, let's see, if the Magic win. Oh, right. If the Magic lose. Oh, because of the Sixers. Okay. Yes, that's right. Because the Sixers would have 46 wins. Okay. I guess that is technically true. That is technically true because the Sixers would get their 46 win against you, which puts you, yeah. Woof, because you don't own the tiebreaker against the 76ers or the Heat. Yeah. That probably checks out. And the other situation of a tiebreaker with Miami, if that were to somehow happen, would be Miami would win the division and therefore would win tiebreakers of multiple teams. So that's probably correct. Yikes. Didn't realize that. Interesting. So we'll be rooting for the Cavs on Friday, no matter what. But again, here's the deal. Magic win on Friday and they're in. The Magic still control their own destiny. And despite the last two games, I still in my heart feel like the Magic are going to win on Friday. I really do. I feel like we've come too far. This season, we've had too many moments. We've blood, sweat, and tears and all that stuff. We've done too much to come this far and to miss out. So I feel in my heart of hearts that we're going to win on Friday. I really do. Like, I feel it. Please win on Friday. Please. I'm Jovi talking about the Pat Bev too small celebration. He's a clown. I cannot stand him. I wanted more than anything to beat Milwaukee these two games, but whatever. Just for him. HD, this is so true. If we win against Charlotte, it would be great and a difference in the standings. If you beat Charlotte, you would have clinched the playoffs tonight. Well, that's not true. You would have clinched the division tonight. I'll put it that way. Yeah, you would have clinched the division tonight. Rough. Okay. Luke says, yeah, Scott Foster sucks. He's not great. We've had a couple super chats come in here. We got Shahan says, rough. Paolo got cooked on D, free jet. Yeah, Paolo was torn apart on defense tonight. I mean, probably at least four times Dame took him to the left and got to the rim every time. It was unfortunate. Isaac says, our bench unit has much better ball movement. Usually it's true. Shaw Black says, 4-10 is the day of champs. Happy birthday, Kev. Are we spending the rest of our birthday looking at the upcoming draft class? First off, happy birthday to my birthday pal, birthday buddy, April 10th. Represent. Let's go. And then Shahan with the very generous super chat says, happy birthday, bro. Thank you guys for all those super chats. You guys very kind tonight. In a nasty Magic L, we get a lot of kind super chats. I appreciate that. Guys, all this Caleb stuff, I wanted Caleb to be so good. Doesn't have to be good at much, just good at knocking down threes. He had a couple really good looks. A couple of them were really rushed, but ones you'd expect a guy like Caleb to make and just couldn't buy it. Could not buy it. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Whew. First off, guys, there's 100 of you here after that? What is wrong with you people? Good grief. Thanks for hanging out with us on this Wednesday night at 10:40 p.m. Eastern. 100 of you. If you're here, please hit the like button, guys. Guys, I need... Here's the deal. I don't ever beg for likes, okay? Look at me. The Magic just lost by 18 in a game they really needed, okay? It's the second night of a back-to-back. We had a bad game last night, a bad game tonight. It's my birthday. If for no other reason, can you leave a like, please, for my birthday, guys? We need the likes. We need these likes. Please, for just one like, you could sponsor a poor upset YouTube host for just one like will do it, please. Oh gosh, guys, this is crazy. Who thought we'd be in this situation a week or two ago? Wild Wild. Nathan says Orlando ready for Cancun and not the playoffs. Tragic. Oh, gosh. Okay. Warp 10 saying third string playing with more effort than the rest of the team has in a week. This team, I really think they're really tired. I really do. I don't know if it's an excuse or not, but we're tired. Matthew says we're frauds. All hope is lost. I think there's some validity to the first half of that statement. I think there was a lot of fool's gold from January to March. For a lot of different reasons. I think we're kind of getting back more to reality. I mentioned this to Jonathan and Luke in our chat, which is a very, I think all Magic fans right now, it's a very emotional time, right? Like we're all feeling a lot of emotions on one side or the other. Like this is just falling apart before our very eyes. And it's hard to accept that, right? But I mentioned to them that, you know, when you have a season like we did last season, which was a great improvement, right? But you have that season, we have all these shortcomings as a team, right? And we turn around the next season and address none of those shortcomings. The fact that we have made such a leap without making those changes is nothing short of a miracle. Like nothing, absolutely nothing short of a miracle. Has Paolo taken a leap? Yeah. But has Franz taken a leap? No, he has not. Franz has regressed this season. Has Jalen taken a leap? Absolutely. Jalen has taken a leap. Has Wendell taken a leap? No. Wendell has regressed this season. You add Joe Ingles, you add Anthony Black. I thought Anthony Black was awesome when he was given opportunity, and then he wasn't given opportunity. In his place was Markelle Fultz. Did Markelle take the lead this season? No, Markelle regressed. So literally, when you look at it on paper, guys, the fact that we are significantly better record-wise than last season is nothing short of a miracle. And so I feel like the regression that we've seen over the last week might be a little more accurate than the end of January, end of February, and the first half of March. I think this might be more in line with who we actually are, which is hard to accept, especially when I get on here on this show for almost 2 months and go crazy because of what we were doing. But I think it was fool's gold. I really do. That's where I am at this point. I really do. I think this is more in line with who we are because of the personnel that we have. And until the personnel changes, especially nights like tonight where we just can't score, it's just kind of what it is. Sorry, I went on a pretty long rant with that one, guys, but it's just how I'm feeling. Like I said, emotions are very high across the board. If you are a diehard Magic fan right now, your emotions are at an all-time high right now. And it's hard. This is tough. This sucks. This is not fun. But I'm still reminded that Friday, with a win, you clinch the playoffs. And then you get a whole week of rest for some of these guys that are all banged up to get healthy. And then everyone starts over. Everyone's record, you get to the playoffs, is 0-0. You never know what can happen. I'm still hopeful. Although it's tough. This is not where we expected to be. It's not fun.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Owning a small business can be overwhelming. How can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. There's so many places to reach customers. Email, text messages, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, live events. The list goes on. How are you, as the business owner, expected to own all of those channels? That's where Constant Contact comes in to help. With Constant Contact, you'll reach new audiences, grow your customer list, and communicate more effectively to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. I use this to grow my email list, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
All right, guys, I got to skip ahead here. I got to catch up. I'm still in the pre-show comments here, so let me catch up here. lots of people asking me to start the show early, which is funny. Seth says, Bobby Portis is apparently Michael Jordan. I mean, he was unreal. He was unreal. Nathan says, hit the like button for Kevin's birthday. Please, please, please do that. Please. Seth also says, borderline unwatchable. Yeah, there were stretches of this game that was rough. Rough, 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 rough. Okay, Janine says, I know it's been a special season and the future is so bright, but these past few games have made me so frustrated. I know. I know. Mark Edwards says, without Franz, we have no chance. Offense is limited. We need juice somewhere. Yeah, no Franz was extra brutal today. Extra brutal. Shane with a super chat said, happy birthday, Kevin. Go Magic regardless and hit the like button. Absolutely. Go freaking Magic. Oh, gosh. All right. I'm going to save my thought. I have a thought, but I want to get through all the comments here. All the comments here. Janine says, is it just me or does I look off? Jonathan Isaac is absolutely not at 100%. The back has to be bothering him. That's the only explanation. No doubt about it. It is not just you, Janine. He does not look like himself at all. Lots of people talking about Wendell and the effort and rebounding. Yep. David says, everyone is so doom and gloom. Can't stand Magic fans. Y'all want to watch your team or watch your name. I can't read. Y'all want to attach your name to the team after a win and start trash talking them after a loss. It's a long season. You win some, you lose some. David, I'm with you. In some of that, I think where it gets difficult is that we've seen this team play well against good teams, even when we're not at 100%. I mean, you think about the West Coast trip, right? The Sacramento game where you lose Franz, you lose Gary Harris, Paolo drops 43, and you almost win. You go to two overtimes in Sacramento, and then you turn right around and play in Denver with eight healthy guys, and you beat the defending champions, one of the few teams to sweep the Nuggets this season. And so I think where it's hard for Magic fans is we know what they're capable of. And here's the thing. I think I would guess that most, if not all, Magic fans, if we lost in a close game tonight, I don't think anyone is as defeated or doom and gloom, like you said, as we are tonight. But the fact that this game was over in the third quarter for sure, but optically it fell over in the first half. Like the second quarter, like it looked like we were toast. And so I think that's where a lot of Magic fans are really struggling, because it just feels like a Jekyll Hyde type thing at this point. Like we've seen what this team is capable of doing, and to come out like this tonight, it's tough. I'm probably one of the stronger defenders of tonight's performance. I thought last night was terrible. I thought Friday against Charlotte was awful, awful. Tonight, I feel it can be more justified because of the second night of a back-to-back. You go from Houston to Milwaukee. Like, what kind of back-to-back is that, NBA? Like, come on. Like, that's tough. So on that stance, I do agree, David. It's a long season. You win some, you lose some. This is a scheduled loss. We said we would lose this game in August. We said this was a loss. And so to lose it is not a surprise. I think knowing what's on the line for this team and seeing how it ended up, I think that's where a lot of Magic fans really have a hard time. Have a hard time with it. All right, we got a couple more super chats in here. Soul Train says, should they experiment with Paolo at small forward with Franz out? I mean, yeah, Wendell, Jonathan Isaac, with Powell at the three, sign me the heck up. Better than the Markel. I was going to wait till you get through the chat to talk about this. The starting five tonight, guys, it was three against five. Like, if Caleb's not hitting threes, Markel's not spreading the floor. You know that. What is Paolo supposed to do with that? What is he supposed to do with that? Even, I'll take it a step further. What is Jalen supposed to do with that? If they know they don't have to worry about Markel on the perimeter, and if Caleb isn't hitting shots, how is Jalen going to get free? You know, like, it impacts everything. And again, it goes back to the makeup of this roster. I'm not going to sit here and go through the whole makeup of this roster. I've talked about it already. We're going to save it for the offseason. But yeah, I would have loved that. I would have loved starting Mo. I would have started Wendell and Mo with Paolo instead of starting Markel with Jalen. I don't know. For me, I would have done a Jalen, Caleb, Paolo, J.I., Wendell before anything else. But again, it goes back to the fact that Jonathan Isaac's not at full strength, so that probably played into it. I don't know. Steven says, we're a disgrace. There's a way to lose. This last four games have been appalling. We need to start calling players out. We were dreadful, plain and simple. Yes, right? And don't get me wrong. Like, Magic Twitter, Magic fans on the internet are calling players out. Like, the last 24 hours has been, yeah, it's the most I've seen in years from Magic fans, and I think a lot of it's justified. But yeah, the part that's hard is this team knows what's at stake, right? So it's not like they're being lackadaisical. It feels like maybe they had their eyes on the prize too early. Maybe, let me back up. Not the eyes on the prize. They felt like they crossed the finish line too early, maybe, you know? I don't know. One more super chat here. This is from Jesus. Says, people are overreacting, saying the season is over. Here's the thing, right? Like, let's say you get the 7 seed, right? You just have to win one game at home and you're in. You become the 7 seed. After the play-in, you win that first game, you become the 7 seed, and you play more than likely, which I think, did they clinch it tonight? I don't think they clinched the 2 seed. I don't think they have the tiebreaker with the Knicks. Regardless, you're playing either the Knicks, the Cavs, or the Bucks in the first round. That's the same group of teams you might have played if you ended up at 2 yourself or 3 yourself, right? So season wouldn't be over. It's just the way it's declined so rapidly this week, I think, is obviously what a lot of people are really struggling with. All right. Guys, I'm just going to have to skip to the end here of the chat. Appreciate everybody getting involved in the chat, but there's just a lot going on tonight. 120 of you here. Why are there more of you here now? Come on, guys. You guys are crazy. Thanks for being here. I'm glad that 120 of you feel like this is a good safe space to vent and react to and mourn what is going on right now. Because, yeah, this is tough. Jesus says, there's still 2 games left. We got to chill. This is probably why I'm the most chill. Because, again, Friday, win and you're in. You beat Philly on Friday. You are in the playoffs. Like, you are guaranteed the 6 seed or higher if you win on Friday. And depending on what happens with Cleveland and Indy on Friday, which is very interesting, right? If Indy beats Cleveland on Friday, let's see, Cleveland played tonight. Cleveland beats Indy on Friday. That puts all three of us, I believe, yeah, all three of us would be on 47 wins going into Sunday's game, which would be really spicy. That'd be so fun. You could end up as high as 4 then. You could end up as high as 3, sorry. If the Knicks lose, anyway, we'll go through that stuff later. A lot at stake on Friday, but you win and you're in. Friday's a playoff game. Steven is saying in the chat, Friday's a final. These next 2 games are finals. Yeah, because even if you lose on Friday, you win on Sunday, you could still be in. But again, you lose on Friday, pressure's through the roof on Sunday because you do not control your own destiny. All right, guys, let's take a look at the box score here. I'm not going to go through a lot of this. Just a reminder, it is Wednesday, which means Jonathan and Luke are recording the next episode of the Six Man Show right now, and I promise you, you are going to want to hear the reaction to what has happened over the last 26 and a half hours or so. So tune into that tomorrow morning. They're recording the episode right now as we speak. But in the meantime, let's look at this box score. I mean, the highlights, Cole was terrific. I mean, Cole was Cole was awesome. The turnovers were, let me back up. Cole was great scoring the basketball. The turnovers tonight from Cole were horrible. They were really, really bad. At least three of them that I can think of off the top of my head were extraordinarily bad turnovers. Totally unnecessary, totally unforced, terrible. Might have been more. But offensively, 23 points, 3 of 4 from 3, 9 of 14 from the field, got to the rim, got to the paint, floaters, turnarounds, three balls. I mean, the whole Cole Anthony package was on display tonight, which, you know, you'll take that. Outside of that, Jalen, another great night offensively for him, back-to-back nights. Love to see that. Paolo, I thought was pretty good. I know statistically he was good. I really had a hard time with him, but it's not his own fault. Again, just the floor spacing tonight. Just what is he supposed to do? Especially against a team like Milwaukee that can defend the rim like they can. Whether it's actually Brook Lopez at the rim or they have very physical bodies that can make life difficult for Paolo getting to the rim, like a Jay Crowder, like a Bobby Portis. Guys that are not afraid to be physical with him. What is he supposed to do? You know, they're making life difficult for him. I don't know. It's tough. Outside of that, though, I mean, we've talked about Wendell. Wendell gets three boards in 23 minutes tonight. I mean, Yeah. Markel. Caleb, invisible. Anthony Black, I loved his minutes tonight on both ends. Wasn't perfect, but the fact he doesn't play meaningful minutes in weeks and weeks and weeks, and then he plays like this tonight against that team, I still don't understand why he's not playing all the time, but whatever. Joe Ingles, meh. Mo Wagner, meh. Jonathan Isaac, meh. Jet Howard, meh. And then Chuma, Admiral, Goga, whatever. Yeah, not great. Not great. I did want to look at Magic lose every quarter except the fourth when the garbage time happened. The garbage time guys won that. You get outscored in the paint. You outscored on the break. Bucks had the biggest lead of 27. You do outscore them on the bench because of Cole. Thank goodness. You do have 15. Oh, I can't believe I haven't talked about the turnovers. 10 turnovers in the first half. Oh, my gosh. They were terrible. 15 on the game. Bucks get 27 points off those turnovers. 27. So you lose the game on turnovers. You lose the game on offensive rebounds. You lose the game three-point shooting. Although they cooled off eventually. They end up 37% from three. Not, you know, totally lights out. But there was a stretch where they just couldn't miss, felt like in that second and third quarter. But yeah, you give up 10 offensive rebounds, like woof. I don't know, guys. It's tough to look at. Super chat. Nope, just kidding. False alarm, no super chat. My bad. Scores around the league. This is a dandy. This is what I'm doing. As soon as we're done here, I'm going to get on the call with Jonathan and Luke. And I'm also going to put up Timberwolves Nuggets. Both teams tied with 55 wins right now. First in the West on the line. That is a spicy game. I'm absolutely turning that on. And how about this? Suns and Clippers, they get to go again after last night's debacle. Suns scoring 10 points in the first quarter. Ended up coming back a little bit in the second half, but these teams battling it out. The Suns have already scored more points in 7 minutes of play than they played and they got in the whole first quarter last night. That's funny. Okay, other scores. Cavs-Grizzlies was an interesting one. Grizzlies led at half, led for most of the third quarter, and then all of a sudden the Cavs turned it on, which is unfortunate because that would have been a really helpful loss for the Magic. Hornets beat the Hawks, which is big. Interesting. That's big for the play-in 9-10 game. Nets beat the Raptors. Mavs, of course, beat the Heat. Thank you, Dallas. And then the Thunder just destroy the San Antonio Spurs. Let's look at the standings here. All right. With the Magic loss, or no, excuse me, with the Heat loss, that's the one that did it, plus the Magic loss probably. New York Knicks clinched the playoffs tonight. So that's the thing. Was never really in doubt. Then you have the Cavs at 4, Orlando still at 5, but tied with Indy. As far as record goes, of course, the Magic do own the tiebreaker, which is great. Very important. And then you have the Sixers just one game back of both Indy and Orlando. Then the Heat are two games back of both Orlando and Indy, which just gets really, really interesting. Going down to this 9-10 game, So the Hawks lost, which puts them a game and a half back. Okay, I don't know what that tiebreaker situation is. The Bulls might have clinched the 9 seed tonight. I'm not sure. I'll have to look into that. But again, the Western Conference, I mean, that's just, I'm about to go watch this game. Okay, last thing we're going to do, because, yeah, I don't know how much else we can talk about this game tonight, but we are going to look at our handy dandy spreadsheet presented by nobody. To quote EJ's Neato stat of the night. Let's see. Magic lost tonight. We'll put that in the red for this. Heat lost tonight. That goes red. Grizzlies won. That goes green. And the Bucks won. That goes green. All right. So let's look ahead here. Let's say the Magic win on Friday. I have a feeling, guys. I just have a feeling. I don't normally get these feelings, but I have a feeling the Magic are gonna win on Friday. What just happened? I just broke it. Okay, there we go. I have a feeling the Magic are gonna win on Friday. The Heat aren't going to lose again. Just warning you now. Heat aren't going to lose again. Okay. So just mentally prepare yourself for that. Okay. I think the Pacers win this one. I think the Knicks might do this here. At this point, I think the Knicks are going to be out of reach. I don't think they're losing those last two games. Hornets, Cavs are going to beat them. I think the Bucks are going to lose to the Thunder. All right, here's the tricky games. Let's see here. I think the Cavs are going to win this one against the Pacers. Oops, messed that up. And then I think I'm going to say the Magic. Let's just go doom and gloom here. Worst case scenario, Magic lose on Sunday. Not the worst case. Worst case scenario is Magic lose out. If the Magic win on Friday, then the worst case scenario is, you know, losing on Sunday. Let's see what this would mean for the final standings, because it's going to be interesting here. I see some people saying Friday's 100% W. I think it could be. I really do think it could be. All right. If this happens, then, wait, are all the numbers right? I took out this. I'm missing a Bucks game, but it doesn't matter. The Bucks are out of reach anyway. All right. Looking here, that would put Knicks at 3, Cavs at 4, Magic Pacers tied 5-6, and Magic win that tiebreaker. So the Magic will be 5, playing against, I believe, the Cavs at 4. Either the Knicks or Cavs. I don't know who owns that tiebreaker. But that would put the Magic at 5. These results, which, look, if that's what the Miami sweeping the Raptors and the Sixers beating the Nets, that would still put you in a 4-5 matchup. I'd take that. Just win Friday. Let's just do that, guys. Let's just win on Friday. Okay? Can we do that? Can we just win on Friday? Can we just do that, please? All right, last couple thoughts here from the chat before we call tonight. We've been going for 35 minutes here. Interesting. Jonathan says, Sixers are home, healthy, Embiid, rested Maxey, playoff berth on the line for him. Nick Nurse, loads of vets, that would be a miracle. I know. The odds are totally stacked against us. Totally stacked against us. But I just have a feeling, guys. I have a feeling. It's wishful thinking, I know. And it comes from my heart, not from my head. It's a feeling. But I think Friday could be magical. I do. I think it's possible. Soul Train says, I need Suggs to bring his best against Tyrese Maxey. I think he will. Axis says, Sixers need that game just as much, if not more than us. And they have won 6 straight. 100%. I know. They need that. But so do we. And Jack the Ripper, we're going to end with this one, says, Friday is 100% a W. I'm ending on that kind of energy. Let's do it, guys. Guys, thanks for tuning in tonight. Not a fun game, guys, but you guys stuck it out. 2 more of these, 2 more regular season games. Hard to believe it's coming to an end. And the Magic will play in the postseason next week. That's what we know. What it'll be, I don't know. We'll find out. Again, Jonathan Luke, six-man show, coming at you tomorrow. Obviously, tune into that. First thing when you wake up, you're not going to want to miss it. I'll be back here Friday night for that Sixers game. It's must win. Win or you're in. Win and you're in. Whatever. Anyway, we'll see you then. Let's go, Matt.